This program is sponsored by Blazing Grace Ministries.
This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13. Set me free. Of the chains holding me.
Is anybody out there hearing me? Set me free.
Jesus' mission was to comfort those who mourn, bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and open prison doors for those who are bound. For those who want more than status quo Christianity has to offer, Blazing Grace Radio begins now. And here is your host, Mike Janung.
Hey, Mike Janung here. Welcome back to Blazing Grace Radio. Thank you for joining me today. So I was on the way back, flying home from London, in February, I think it was the middle of February, and on British Airways, and they have movies, and I don't really watch movies very much, and they also had TV shows, and I've seen a lot, you know, advertised about the series Yellowstone, so I thought, maybe I'll see what, you know, all the hoopla is about it. So I started watching one of the shows from the very first season, and within the first few minutes, there was a scene of a woman naked in the shower. And after that, there was an F-bomb dropped, and then I turned it off. I was like, that's it. I'm done with that. And if that's the way it is for the first few minutes, then that's bound to be more either throughout that show or through more of them. And I don't need that stuff. I don't need that stuff planted in my mind. And I have no intention of ever turning that show on again. This is the attitude we have to take with the entertainment of this world, that some people get kind of compromised when it comes to entertainment. And I'm talking to believers now, where they'll get so immersed in the entertainment world that they start making little compromises here and there with what they watch and what they expose themselves to. And all those things, if you let them accumulate, they have an effect on your emotions and your mind. And you have to ask yourself, what is really good for me to be dwelling on, to be thinking on, and what is good for me to have in my memory banks? How much do I really need all of this TV and media? And I haven't been in a movie theater, I think, for more than 5 years. And I have no intention of going there again. And it could change. I don't know if something I really want to see, but I don't see the need for dropping 2 hours and plus transit time and whatever movie tickets are. So, my friends, how are you doing with your intake of entertainment? What kind of things are you watching? Are you watching stuff with occult scenes in it, with a lot of darkness in it? Are you watching stuff with witchcraft in it? That's not something you want to be pouring into your mind. You don't want to have that stuff in there. You want, Philippians, I think it's 3. I'm not going to quote it because I don't remember this moment, but he talks about meditating on what's good and pure and right and good report and, you know, truth and love and peace and joy. This is me. We can't ever watch a movie or anything. And I'm not saying to go shut off electronics and go hide in the dirt. But the average American will spend 6 hours a day on their phone. That is way overdoing it. That's off the charts. And that's basically addiction. You're basically addicted to the phone if you're really spending that much time on it. And be careful. Be careful what you watch, what's going on in your mind. And especially if they're lust images, those can start, they'll get a pull. They'll start grabbing onto your mind, your emotions, your spirit. The enemy will use that to say, hey, it's not that bad of a deal. She had clothes on for the most part, and you know, you even have to be careful when you're going to a news website. Some of those will have right there on the front page pictures of women with wearing not much more than string. And Jesus said, if something caused you to stumble, cut it off. We don't play games with that. But it is difficult in this time we live in. We're surrounded by it, so we have to be careful and be vigilant and be careful what we allow into our mind and our hearts and our spirit. So I'm going to read an article from The Guardian in the United Kingdom that came out this week where it says more than 850 men a month are arrested for online child abuse offenses in England and Wales. They come from every walk of life: teachers, police officers, doctors, TV presenters, and the numbers are rising every year. And they quote one man who got himself into trouble with that stuff, where he said, I knew I had looked at lots of porn, but I genuinely did not think there was anybody underage in there. And this is what happens when you're under the spell of lust and it has a grip on your life. And every single day in the United States, on average, at least one pastor, minister, youth leader, youth pastor, worship leader, ministry leader, somebody at a leadership position in a church, a Sunday school teacher, is arrested or exposed for illegal pornography or sexual abuse or something like that. This is going on every single day. It's not going away. So as you've heard me say before, you who have listened to this broadcast, we gotta talk about this openly in the church and help people and warn people and equip people on this issue. So today, I'm going to do something a little different. The Road to Grace video series is a new video series. It's a six-part course just coming out this month. And it is for freedom, for porn addiction, sex addiction, adultery. I'm the main speaker on all six courses, and we have a woman named Darren Edwards, who's a British actress and involved, and she introduces each segment, and she closes with discussion points. So this video series is great for men, and I also have content in there for wives and for youth. This is an issue that affects every age level, maturity level at the church. And so it's a six-part series, and what I'm going to do today for this podcast, and I'm going to play session two. And the title is The Physical, Emotional, and Spiritual Effects of Pornography on a Man and His Wife. And a lot of times what happens is we leave the spouse out. We forget about the wife and how it traumatizes her. This is not just a spiritual issue. It affects people chemically as well. So we're going to roll this tape, this of the session, and I'll come back at the end. So here we go.
Welcome to session two. Today, there are many in the secular world and even in the church who say that viewing porn is harmless. Some Christians even say that porn is just something that men do and not a big deal. But is this the truth? And in a marriage, how does a husband's porn addiction affect his wife? Most importantly, how does God see all of this? Today, we will look at how porn and sexual sin affect those who are engaged with it and their loved ones.
Welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking about the physical, emotional, and spiritual effects of porn on a man and his wife. And I bring in the wife because most men who come to us for help, I would say their average age of first exposure to porn is around when they're 8 years old. Then they don't tell their parents, they don't tell anyone, they get married, they don't tell their wife. 10, 20, 30, 40, even 50 years into their marriage, it gets exposed, and then they come to us for help, usually when they're married. So this ministry that we have is not just to men or women who struggle, because women do struggle too. It's really to save marriages. And so we integrate the wife's healing into the man's, and her healing is just as critical. So I'm going to get into first how porn affects the men. Every time I binged on porn, there was always this miserable shame hangover that will last sometimes for 3 or 4 days. In my mind, there would be this brain fog and you just feel horrible. And then the crazy thing is you're binging on porn and it feels good for several minutes and then that's it, you're done. And then you just feel miserable days. Listen to me, never underestimate the power of shame. Shame is crippling and it will keep many from getting help. Emptiness. I was always hungry for more. Sin doesn't work. So every time I would indulge in that stuff, there'd be like I'd be hollowing out my soul. It was just pure misery. And this is a big one here for marriages, lying. So from the very first moment we begin to mess with pornography, we're doing it in the dark. We're alone by ourselves. So we're literally training our character in lying and hiding and deceit. And trust is the cornerstone of every relationship. Without trust, there is no relationship. And so when a husband has been lying for years, decades, and a wife just discovers that he's been lying, it is very traumatic for her. Isolation. Isolation feeds lust. And this is a big problem in our modern church. So when I go and speak to churches, I'll ask everybody to raise their hand if they're meeting with another brother or sister once a week for the purpose of support, prayer, and encouragement. And usually only 20% put their hands up. Isolation feeds and breeds lust. So after years of indulging in sin and sexual sin and pornography, it's like pouring acid on your heart. And a lot of these men become angry, critical, and bitter. I remember back in those years, I would have my quiet time alone with God, and then I'd walk out of the room. My wife would be out there, and then I would say some cruel, horrible things to her. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? It's because I've got my heart is starting to harden up. And this is what it does to people. Some people, they let the anger and the bitterness and the hardness of heart go so far that they begin to cross lines into physical abuse. Emotional abuse is common in marriage where the husband is berating his wife for just about anything. Every once in a while, we have to tell a wife to get out of the house because the husband has crossed the line into physical abuse. This stuff is very dangerous with what it does to the heart. Selfishness. Porn is all about me, what I want, when I want it. Masturbation is all about me. I want an orgasm now, so I'm going to take matters in my own hands and I'm going to masturbate. But the problem with masturbation is, I mean, there's a lot of problems with it. So for one, we're training ourselves to finish the sexual job quicker. So that doesn't work well in the context of marriage. Masturbation is satisfying me and there's when I want it and there's no work. There's no connection. Sex is all about connection with another person, but there is no connection in masturbation. So there's literally a misfire that happens emotionally and we become bonded to ourselves, as weird as that sounds. And then the guys in these places, what ends up happening is they avoid their heart. They don't want to feel because feelings and intimacy become terrifying. And I told you, shared my story, how I'd been molested. Well, I was terrified of intimacy. I'm talking heart-to-heart intimacy. And sex is about intimacy and closeness and caring. And it's not just about the sexual act. It's not just about the physical. So there's an emotional and a chemical and a spiritual component of sex. But what people do in this place is they try to say, it's just a physical act. That never works. And then the big danger is years of messing with this stuff, the heart can go rock hard, turn to stone. And then it can become dangerous because, well, God, I prayed to you for all these years. You didn't take this away. Are you really even there? And we live in a time when many people are falling away from the faith right now. This has the power to cripple your faith. Sexless marriage. I've seen couples who haven't had sex for years. And so what porn does, it reverses the sex drive. So the man literally wants sex with pornography more than he does his wife. dopamine deficit. Dopamine is a chemical messenger in the brain, a neurotransmitter connected to pleasure. So we keep hitting the dopamine and we get in a deficit. Anxiety, depression are common. So is brain fog. I always struggle with brain fog a lot. And when I had my first year of abstinence, I was amazed because, like, man, I can think now. And they found that people who get off of this stuff, their productivity at work shoots through the roof. So depression, anxiety in common, the brain fog, productivity drops. Spiritual warfare. Every man who is involved in this stuff is in for the spiritual battle of his life. And a lot of them don't understand this. And we talk to a lot of Christians who don't even think spiritual warfare is real because we don't want to talk about demons in church and some of those churches. So I show you all this to help you understand that what we're looking for here is a character overhaul. Some guys have the mistaken idea that, hey, just help me to stop looking at bad pictures and I'm good. But there's a lot more going here that's been corrupted. So let's get into what porn does to the wife. Shame. She has her own version of shame. And a lot of what the enemy attack her with is I wasn't enough for my husband. If I only did XXX, he wouldn't have had this problem. If I did whatever in bed, he wouldn't have had this problem. I'm not much of a woman. Who am I? They have their own struggle with shame. Loneliness. A lot of times, and this breaks my heart, the first thing a lot of women say when they call us for help is, and they're sobbing on the phone, is I have no one to talk to. Because let's be honest, there are a lot of churches, you can't share stuff like this or you're going to get finger pointed or judged. A lot of women, we hear that we are a lifeline because we have a ministry to the wives. And I have a heart for them. I hate seeing marriages destroyed and what they're going through. Broken trust. So when the lying has been going on for years, trust gets shattered. Everything is raised to the beginning, and there's a whole process that has to be take place to rebuild trust in the marriage. But that can also affect the trust with God, because God, you gave me this husband who's a sex addict. I didn't sign up for this. And if they're not careful, they can start distancing themselves from God and it can affect their walk with him. So it's very critical that we help them understand these things and that God is with them, even though their husband is in that place. Emotional gyrations. A lot of women will go from anger to depression and anger to depression, and it's constant. One day she can be just fine. The next day she's ready to cry her eyes out. The next day she's just boiling in rage. This is a part of what happens from the trauma of being betrayed with the lying and all that happened. Fear. The enemy attacks women a lot with fear in this place. You don't know where your husband is right now. What do you think he's doing? Or maybe they're walking down the street and she sees a young 20-year-old woman down the street who's wearing stretch pants, tight, low-cut top, the whole works, and she's thinking, what is my husband thinking? And so the enemy attacks her viciously with fear. Is there really hope for my marriage? And she has a risk of a hardened heart too. Because God, you've given me all this. What do I do with all this trauma? It's tearing my heart apart. And if she starts buying into the lies long enough, there's a big risk for her fading away too. I know one woman said, heck with you, God. I'm just going to go right to Buddhism. Forget it. This is extremely traumatic for the women. It tears them apart. I know women who have ended up in the psychiatric ward. Suicidal thoughts are common. I know one woman who walked into her husband at home and he was having sex with the prostitute. It's very common for wives to walk in on their husband when they're masturbating to porn. Destroys them. It destroys their self-esteem. It destroys their soul and their emotions. Depression is common. Anxiety is common. Doctors throwing them on a big cocktail of anti-psych meds is common. I know women who have ended up in the psych ward. This is destructive to the wife. And the spiritual warfare is intense like no other. Because the enemy knows if he can destroy her heart, he can take the marriage down, because usually it's the wife who's keeping the marriage together. So my friends, I want you to understand there's an intense spiritual battle and all that goes into the healing process here. But the good news is now we will begin to move in to what the healing and recovery process looks like for both the man and the wife. So I look forward to seeing you in the next session.
After watching that, it's easier to recognize the harm pornography causes. If you're ready, let's look at some discussion points. If you're currently struggling with or have had problems with sexual sin, do the effects that Mike described resonate with you? Which effects stand out the most? If you're a wife or girlfriend of a man who's been involved with sexual sin, what were you feeling as you heard Mike describe what women go through? I'm going to show two slides now. One reveals how porn affects the men, and a second for the wives. I suggest that you pause each slide and discuss them. It's helpful for both sides to understand what the other is going through, so they know that they both have a long road to recovery. I'll see you in session three.
So that was session two of the Road to Grace video series, and 6-part course, as I mentioned. And in session one, I share my story. Then you just heard session two. And then for the next 4 sessions, I get into answers on what the healing and the recovery process looks like for the men and the women who are in bondage to it. And then I get into it, what it looks like for the wives. There's one session alone for just the wives and marriages. And I talk about breaking the power of lies, spiritual warfare, the intense spiritual battle each couple, each individual is up against. And the battle against both of them is intense, where the enemy comes against the man. You're just a shamed piece of dirt. You dare not tell anyone. He comes against the woman with, you weren't enough. Your identity, look at you. You're wife of a sex addict. And it's all lies, but it's meant to keep people in bondage and fear of getting help. And then in session 6, I talk about youth, what we can do with our youth, how we should talk to them, at what age. And then I finish up with the biblical imperative for every single church to talk openly about sexual issues. So this is the Road to Grace video series. It's available at blazinggrace.org. You can go to the homepage and you'll see the trailer right there. And then you can order it. It's $24.95. And it's great for individuals, for wives, for group study, for showing in churches. It'll open your eyes and it'll show you what the path to recovery and healing looks like. And I'll just touch on a couple little pieces here. As we part in a couple minutes, lying. Do not lie. That is such a big one. The lying often hurts the women as much, if not more, as what the husband does. So if you're struggling with this and you're married, the lying has to stop no matter what she asks you. And then the other one, spiritual warfare. Realize what you're going through is not just about you and your spouse. There's an enemy trying to destroy you behind that. And so praying once a day, every day, makes a difference. And being discerning is like the enemy poking us and triggering us right now. What is really going on? So for those of you who are struggling and need help, we offer counseling, we offer groups, and I put on a one-day conference called From Porn to Grace that goes from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. If you'd like to host it, please send an email at blazinggrace.org. That's email@blazinggrace.org. And it's a very powerful conference where I get into depth all the things we've been discussing. And a conference like this is great for a church or a ministry organization. We got to go to war on this stuff. We have to provide answers. We have to equip people. We can't duck it. So Again, go to blazinggrace.org and let us hear from you. A guy from Poland heard the radio show recently and sent an email to a pastor friend of ours in the UK. So I know this show, this broadcast is going out and people are listening into other countries. So thank you for joining us and we'll talk to you next time.
Do you want to be free?
Blazing Grace is a nonprofit international ministry for the sexually broken and the spouse. Please visit us at blazinggrace.org for information on Mike Janung's books, groups, counseling, or to have Mike speak at your organization. You can email us at email@blazinggrace.org or call our office in Chandler, Arizona at 719-888-5144. Again, visit us at blazinggrace.org. Email us at email@blazinggrace.org or call the office at 719-888-5144.
This program was sponsored by Blazing Grace Ministries.